7.1, 7.6. Are you reading, by the way?
Roger, read you loud and clear.
Okay. Let me get undone here. Amp hours are 9898. Batteries are 90 and 112. And motor forward left is off scale low and right is 340. Forward rear is off scale low and right is 240. I expect we got a bad meter.
Okay, copy that on the 340. And you want to give me the bearing one more time there, Gene? All I got was the distance of 9.1 and the heading and the range.
Yes, sir. 0.1, 9.1, 7.6. We are right at station 2. Book it, man.
Okay, we copy that. When you're at the station, here's a couple things we'd like for you guys to look at in the overhead in addition to them. We'd like the TV lens to be dusted in addition to the regular dusting. And one more time there, Gene, all I got was the distance of 9.1 and the heading and the range.
Yes, sir. 0.1, 9.1, 7.6. We are right at station 2. Book it, man.
Okay, we copy that. When you're at the station, here's a couple things we'd like for you guys to look at in the overhead in addition to them. We'd like the TV lens to be dusted in addition to the regular dusting. That'll take the lens brush, remember.
Can you try to type, Matt?
You might check the low gain antenna elevation to make sure it's at 45 degrees, like we think you commented on that. And I think you're right now looking at tightening Jack's camera handle.
I'll work on that, Gene. You go ahead with the
okay.
Other. Yeah, we are at 45 degrees, but let me check it. I'll lose the comm on you a second. I got to turn it towards me. Mark at 045.
And 17, Jack, we'd like you to check the SEP for us. I expect we're going to turn it off and open the mirrors and dust them.
Well, when you get this picture...
TV coming in now.
You got high gain.
Roger, thank you. We have TV. Gino, we did not get a good bearing from you guys. We might also check the LNP's
camera. Okay, I'll give it to you again. That's fixed. Oh, you mean for pictures?
Roger,
okay, LNP. Okay, 071. 071 is the bearing.
Okay, copy that.
142 on the LNP's camera. The temperature is 105.
Roger, let's turn off the power and the recorder, open the blankets and dust it.
Power's off. Blankets are open. And Gene, you'll have to dust it. I'll get it. I got a lot of dusting to do here, Jack. Okay, let's see what we got to do.
And Jack, I presume when I said that you turned off the receiver, didn't you? Not just the DSEA.
That's firm. I turned off both switches.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
Oh, my scoop. My scoop just came off. That's interesting. I better check the rake. Vibrated loose, I guess.
deck. We'd like an EMU check on you.
Stand by.
Jack, we'd like to go to India on the magazine for you.
Gene Cernan in the foreground.
Okay, magazine India. Thank goodness, we'll never get started. Man, we are down here in the... Look at where we came down, Jack.
Jack Schmidt in the picture now.
And that was just one of the hills. Gotta go back up and then down some. Hey, thank you for that fixer and a fender, by the way. Because I'd hate to see what it would look like without it.
Okay, and John suggests we might just check it momentarily while you're here to make sure it's still holding on good and tight. Both the clamp
and the tape. Yeah, that's on my list. If it stayed on through that ride, it may never come off. Okay. You got a lint brush in there, Jack?
Yep.
Hold it a minute. I got to get the step. You want me to dust the step? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You want the covers open?
They should be open and dusted.
Okay, the step is open. It's about 100 degrees.
105.
105, okay. And it's dusted.
Sergeant, copy them on.
Bob. The blue-gray rocks are breccias. They're multilithic. Gray matrix. Matrix breccias, I guess. There are fragments in them, but it doesn't look like more than about 10 or 15% fragments. Some of the light-colored fragments seem to have fine-grained, very fine-grained dark halos around them. The Zap bits do not have white halos, so I suspect they're not crystalline. They might be glass, vitric or glassy breccias. At least the one big rock we have here.
Copy that.
There's a rough, very rough foliation in them that, and I'm not sure, it's shown by elongate knobs on the surface. It looks like a fracture foliation of some kind.
Jack, that rock has almost got to have come down, don't you think?
Oh, no question about it. I bet you it's the same as the blue-gray rocks we see up higher. Here's some more blue-gray ones over here.
Let's start taking. Oh yeah, look at the size of some of these light fragments in here.
Yeah, but it's still. It looks like they're dominantly matrix breccias. There are light colored fragments, and they may be crystalline.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. They're very light colored. They look like the shattered anorthosites. They have white halos. I think that's what those fragments are.
Jack, let's get a piece of this one right here.
Okay,
biggest one here.
Better up. This is the blue-gray variety, Houston.
Okay, copy on that.
I'm going to take that little knob off up there.
Okay, well, you can sample. You can work that block over.
Yeah.
We get several examples. We ought to sample across that layering, actually, that foliation.
One comment, when you look down at the bottom of Manson, it looks like I guess we found obvious that some of the debris that has rolled off of the South Pacific covers up the original material that covers the north wall of Manson. There's a distinct difference. You've got that very wrinkled texture in the north slopes of Manson, and you've got the south Pacific debris in the south slopes of Manson, and the debris, of course, overlays the north slope, and all the rock fragments, all the boulders that have come down, are all on the west side of the south side of the slope of Manson.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, I take back what I said about no halos. There are light, not very sharply light, but light halos around that pits in the matrix. The matrix glass is dark, and it seems to have a greenish cast, but it's very dark.
Oh, look at that blue. Look at the white fragments in there.
Let me come and help you there.
Man, there's the boulder rolling rocks here, Jack.
Okay, don't wreck the fillets. There's an overhang we got to get into. Okay, 514 is the... Okay, I'll take it back. On the fresh surface, these look like fragment breccias. Although the fragment size is fairly small. There's dark gray fragments and the light fragments we talked about. The gray ones are very fine-grained and dense. Although I see flashes that indicate they may be crystalline. The light-colored fragments are as I described them earlier, I think. 514.
Okay, Jack, if you can get yourself away in the middle of that sometime to give us an EMU readout, we'd appreciate it. We haven't got that anything yet on the EVA.
Okay, I'm, stand by, Gene. Got a rock to go. That's from up higher?
That's a little higher. See that, Chuck?
Okay, the first rock was from about a 514 was from a meter above the base of the rock. 515 from about a meter and a half. Here, can I get this in your...
some on either side of those two now?
Yep.
Okay, you're open. I'll leave you open for a minute.
Well, okay, just so they don't fall out.
Am I in?
No.
All right, let me get this other one.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me try for back here.
Of course, that's a north-south overhang.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, you're facing right into
the east, yeah.
I don't know if I can get a peek back here or not.
How about right where you're starting?
Yeah.
Right here?
I get that.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, beautiful. Hit the Norman.
Well, it didn't move. It just tilted it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it right there.
Let me set my working tool down here.
Got a bag?
Coming right up.
Well, that does. Once you get it on there, you might as well forget it. 494. 494 is from a half a meter above the base of the rock.
And this is no
your samples across the layering are the... These are samples from across the foliation. I missed that, Bob.
Okay, copy that now.
What do you think? Can you get that? Can you get that one up there?
Yeah, I might need to get that or this other piece up here without busting my butt.
Well, don't take any chance. I'm not going to. How about this one?
Here, a whole big piece.
Okay, that's a good representative fragment.
Did you get it?
I can't reach you without my camera here.
That's a football-sized fragment.
Okay, this next sample, can you get a bag out and we'll try to put it around it? Around the end. Bob, it's highly variable. This is a light matrix, Brecher, whereas the other three fragments were dark matrix or dark fragment Brecher. The big rock is a light matrix Brecher. With dark fragments, and it's the one that has the halos around the around the light fragments, and that's in 495 barely. It's not even in it. It's just 495 is wrapped around it.
It's not going to stay.
It's not going to stay, is it?
No.
Well, it's a football-sized fragmental rock. I mean, why don't you just stuff it? See if you can stuff it in there with that, with the bag down.
Yeah, we'll be able to identify it at 495 when we get back.
Okay, it'll stay. Okay, we copy that. You guys see any tracks coming down to these boulders? Can you have any feeling of these, you can place these that way?
Bob, unfortunately, no. The main tracks are out into Nansen, and I don't think we can get over there.
Okay, that's those biggies you can see on the map, though.
Visual reason. Yeah. Coming up, I was looking, and there's no obvious tracks coming down here.
Bunch of showers,
yeah, I'll get it. Now, wait a minute. That Norman is probably not. Well, that's right. You got stereo earlier.
Yeah, I reset it.
The Norman was moved a little between the samples.
Okay, we copy that.
I think a vertical pan.
Yep, I'm cutting it off.
I'm getting it off. You getting a flight line? I'll get a flight line this way. Post-sample flight line. Okay, Bob, I'm on frame count 42.
Copy, 42.
Did you get a locator from here, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got flight line. On the north-south trend, Gene got east-west. Gonna get that sample under there?
Yeah, we gotta get the soil.
Hey, there might be an overhang. And look at that, that rock is fragmented. Let's see, but it's east, it's south, east, northwest. There's a split.
Yeah, that one right over there is okay.
You wanna get, hey, did you wanna get this?
Yeah, I'll get that.
Did you spill it?
You got it?
This is a pellet from underneath the rock.
Roger, and an update on the rake samples when you get around to it. We'd like to get one up on the Massif slope as much as you can. if you can get over to it, and then the second one down near the rover.
Okay. Okay, Bob, this billet is up underneath an overhang. I got it from about... I got to get up here from you. It's about... that's good. A third of a meter under an overhang. And it's the upper 3 centimeters of soil. And it's back 496. Now let me get one out away from the overhang a little bit.
Okay, you think that's permanent shadow?
And it went away from... No, it's facing east.
Okay.
Okay, and a sample down to a depth of about 5 centimeters, about 2/3 of a meter from the boulder. The south side is in 497.
Copy that.
Now let me get a skim sample, Gino.
Okay.